This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres made an impassioned plea for peace during an emergency special session of the Security Council in New York, urging immediate action to de-escalate the crisis in Iran following the U.S. military strikes on the Islamic Republic's nuclear facilities, calling for urgent efforts to prevent dangers of retaliation and deeper conflict in the region. Guterres said, "We cannot and must not give up on peace.
We face a stark choice. One path leads to wider war, deeper human suffering, and serious damage to the international order. The other leads to de-escalation, diplomacy, and dialogue. We know which path is right, and I urge this Council and all Member States to act with reason, restraint, and urgency. We cannot and must not give up on peace."
U.S. President Donald Trump hinted at the possibility of a regime change in Iran. He also questioned the current leadership's ability to revive the nation. In a post on a social media platform, President Trump said, "If the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why should not there be a regime change?" In a separate post, he hailed the U.S. military's performance, saying the damage to the nuclear sites in Iran is monumental. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian yesterday and expressed deep concern at the recent escalations in the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. The talks came hours after the United States inserted itself into Israel's effort to cripple Iran's nuclear program by carrying out strikes at three Iranian nuclear facilities, including Fordow, Natanz, and Ifasha. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the government has been closely monitoring the evolving geopolitical situation in West Asia since the past 2 weeks. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has diversified its supplies in the past few years and a large volume of supplies do not come through the Strait of Hormuz now.
There is enough oil available in the global markets. More and more oil is coming on the global markets, and even the traditional suppliers would be interested in keeping the supplies on because they also need the revenue. So hopefully the market will factor that in. But as I said, the Modi government has over the past several years not only ensured the stability of supplies but also affordability, and we will take all necessary measures to ensure that.
Stock markets in US and Asia plunged in early trade today amid geopolitical tensions. The S&P 500 futures trade below the flat line, while the Nasdaq futures were also down by nearly 100 points. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 fell 0.58%, while in South Korea, the Kospi index lost 1.16%. The futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng index also opened lower. Meanwhile, energy markets have opened for the first trading session following the U.S. attack on Iran. The price of the benchmark Brent crude rose more than 3% in early trading, climbing to over $79 a barrel. Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita welcomed a group of 285 Indian nationals who arrived in New Delhi last night on a special flight from Mashhad of Iran. He said that 1,713 Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran under Operation Sindhu so far. He informed that 2 to 3 more flights have been scheduled from Iran for the next 2 days. Mr. Margarita added that the ministry is in constant contact with all Indian nationals residing in Iran and Israel. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting on combating Naxalism in Raipur last evening. Directors General of Police and senior officials of 7 left-wing extremism-affected states, namely Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Jharkhand and Odisha, participated in the meeting. The counting of votes for the by-elections in 5 assembly seats in 4 states will be held today. The counting will take place in Gujarat for the Visavadar and Kadi constituencies. Votes will also be counted for the Nilambur seat in Kerala, the Kaliganj in West Bengal and the Ludhiana West in Punjab. In cricket, Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, India will resume their second innings with 96-run lead on day 4 at Headingley, Leeds this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.